Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Oh, good morning. It's Ian with FreeKeen.com.
Hi.
How are you? You know, I've been, regarding the bridge, I have not heard a single person say anything nice about that bridge. That's just my experience. I haven't heard anything. As an aside, did you guys really just suggest that you think it'd be a good idea to put some sort of a ban on profanity?
No. I said a town in Massachusetts did that, and what do people think about it?
Oh, okay. David, didn't you say
that? Yeah, I did. I don't know if it's even workable, to be honest. I don't know that you can enforce something. And as I said, I'd ask the police. You got to wonder, you know. Yeah, I don't want my son listening to foul language walking around in the pretty downtown. You know, people should police themselves and think of others.
Sure, they should. But we're dealing with teenagers and people in their early 20s who act like teenagers. And that's never going to go away.
Well,
you know, this is tragedy of the commons, once again, where we have public spaces. And whenever there are public spaces, it's inevitable that people are going to behave or dress or act in certain ways that are offensive to other people. It's just how it goes.
Well, see,
Why is that?
Well, wait a minute. First of all, I don't agree with that. When I was a teenager, I used all the foul language that teenagers did. But if a young child walked by me or an adult walked by me, I didn't. Out of respect for them. So I think just saying that we accept that people will behave badly is not a good answer. I mean,
well,
I don't know if they weren't raised correctly or they don't have a social...
You can talk to them. You know, you could always walk up and say something to them because I believe that, you know, the best solution to speech you don't like is more speech. You're not going to solve the problem by threatening somebody with violence because, you know, they said something that you don't like. In fact, if you look up, I think it was Middleborough was the name of the town in Massachusetts.
Yes.
Go ahead and when you get off the air, do a YouTube search for Middleborough speech and see what comes up. And you'll see that there was an event that somebody that I know from Washington, D.C., Adam Kokesh, he put together where basically it was like almost like a curse-in or whatever you want to call it, where people from all over the place came to Middleborough for the simple purpose of cursing in a public place. So they made an issue.
Does he think it's his right to curse in public?
It is freedom of speech. I mean, it's really a clear...
freedom of speech doesn't give you the right to yell fire in a movie theater.
Well,
right?
That's true.
And I never,
it doesn't give you the right to yell in public.
And I never threaten anyone with violence over cursing.
A $50 fine is a threat of violence in that if you don't pay the fine, you will be put in a cage for a day. And if you don't go to the cage, they will use violence to put you there.
That's a long stretch to get there. That's a long. I would never. It's a long stretch to get the violence over.
I get what you're saying, but it's there. You can acknowledge it or not if you want to or not. It's there.
Well,
And so, you know, back to Middleborough, you know, a bunch of people came out. They essentially created more cursing by creating a law against the cursing. And obviously it's on some very ridiculous constitutional
I got to disagree with you, Ian. The people of Middleborough did not create more cursing. The people from the outside who came in created more cursing.
Mm-hmm. But it was in response to the ban on the cursing in the first place.
Right, but that's no excuse.
And if the police
it's just
actually,
being rude in someone else's town.
If the police actually do make an arrest for something like that, they are opening themselves up to quite the constitutional lawsuit as well.
Wow.
Because, I mean, the first...
Well, that plays out the way it plays out, then.
You know what,
so
you know what I wish,
amendment.
But I don't think it happens anymore. I wish that when they walked by... And the police walked by, and they heard this. They would pick the kid up and take him home to his parents. And if it was my child, that would have been the end of it, because I would have washed his mouth out with soap so that no dirty words would pass by his mouth again. So.
I'm not defending the behavior. I'm just telling you that... The solution you're proposing is not going to work. You know, using the threat of government always has unintended consequences.
I didn't suggest it. I just asked what people thought.
I'm not writing an ordinance today. we were just chatting about it.
Okay, just throwing that out there. Thanks,
you know,
guys.
You got it.
See you next week.
You know, and it just, you know, look, I don't know. You know, will it work? That's why I said, you know, five times. We have to, the police will tell you. You know, I mean, they're a lot more. They're not the you know, the fat cop stealing an apple anymore. These guys are real professionals, and you know, when you ask them about things like this, they'll give you, you know, a professional opinion on whether something like that would work, wouldn't work, is legal, isn't legal, and that's really where we were going.
I mean, I don't think it would work because, first of all, it would happen so much that the police would be.
We'd run out of paper writing tickets. Or?
Well, not only that, but they'd be following up on language all the time. But I wish there was something we could do to. Maybe it's with the parents. Maybe it starts with the parents teaching the kids that this kind of language is not acceptable in public.
You know, absolutely. I remember to this day getting slapped in the face for the first curse word I said out loud in front of my mother. My mother hit me once as a kid, once, and that was the only time I used a bad word, and I got it. And you know, it is a parental thing that you're not teaching your kids right, but there's a respect level. Look, teenagers, like I said, they talk like that. I talked like that, but when a little kid would go by me,
well,
or a grown up
other,
would go by me. Yeah, with each other. You would not do that. Now, I don't know if that's my day. I'm not that old.
Well, mine was the same way, and I'm a different generation than you are.
So, I mean, it's just showing respect to others. It's, you know, common courtesy.